Welcome back, Sonny.
Thanks, Kim. Great to be back behind the VOA microphone.
Yes, good to have you back. And I understand you're beginning with Olympic news.
Kim, the countdown continues for the Rio Olympics in Brazil. Remember, VOA Olympic fans, the opening ceremony for the multi-sports extravaganza will be August 5th at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. Joining us now from Rio with an update on the city's Olympic preparations is our friend Luis Piazzet. Sporty Olympic greetings, Luis. What's the word of the day?
Sport Olympic greetings, Sonny. Challenge is the word of the day. For the preparations of the Olympics in Rio, challenges are still the same as when the city won the privilege to hold the big event. Constructions to finish, and typical Brazilian problems to solve, from mobility to security, from pollution and sanitation to health, like the lack of hospitals and the outbreak of a Zika endemic threat into a true epidemic. Since it sprouted in Brazil exactly a year ago, officials and scientists simply don't know yet what to prioritize. To kill the transmitter mosquito? To seek a vaccine? Or to educate people on how to avoid contracting the virus? Victims are growing every day, amounting over thousands in Brazil. Sequels will last generations to come, including babies with small brains. A not-so-new issue is the electricity, the extra power needed to run the giant structure for the games, the media center and the facilities of competition venues, housing and public transportation. A few days ago, the Senate approved a bill to subsidize suppliers of energy, but the organizers still discuss implementing non-environment-friendly generators or alternative sustainable sources of energy. On another track, the IOC, International Olympic Committee, announced that a court of arbitration of sports will handle the anti-doping procedures and compliance to rules. Not accidentally, more than 60 athletes, including Olympic medalists and world champions, have tested positive this year for meldonium, the prohibited performance enhancing drug the Russian top seed tennis Maria Sharapova admitted to using. Sharapova will miss the Olympics because of that. The Brazilian fastest runner Ana Cláudia Lemos Silva, a Navy surgeon, was also caught positive and lost her sponsorship from the government. In the meantime, the clock's ticking for Rio's IOC-accredited drug testing laboratory. It has until March 18th to meet guidelines from WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency. We contacted Professor Francisco Radler, director of the Brazilian Doping Control Laboratory, located at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro. Professor Francisco is confident the lab will meet WADA's guidelines on time. The lab works close to the Brazilian Anti-Doping Control Authority, an office of the Sport Ministry. We also spoke with Mr. Marco Aurelio, the man in charge of the Brazilian Anti-Doping Control Authority, and he added a piece to the puzzle. WADA demands a sole court of arbitration in Brazil, while FIFA argues its soccer profitable franchise has its own way of solving doping issues. WADA's disagreement with FIFA on this subject has been going on since almost a decade. It's only 1 week to go, but according to Mr. Marco Aurelio, Brazil will have in place a law to meet WADA's guideline, with or without FIFA agreement, although the team of technicians and staff will not be ready until the eve of the Olympics. So much for challenge. It seems that all will be done by the eve of the opening ceremony. I am Luis Piazzet for the Sony side of sports.
You crave more sports news? We're here to fulfill your wishes on VOA Africa. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
And this programming note, beginning Monday, March 21st, the Sunny Side of Sports will expand to 30 minutes daily. So be sure to tune in at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC for the newly expanded 30 minutes Sunny Side of Sports beginning March 21st. Turning to African athletics, Kenya dominated the Africa Cross Country Championships in Cameroon over the weekend. Picking up the story, here's the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
A new-look Kenyan team retained all individual and team titles at the Africa Cross Country Championships in Yaounde, Cameroon on Saturday. James Rungaru clocked 26 minutes and 34 seconds to edge Ugandan Philip Kipyeko by a second to win the senior men's 10 kilometers. Kenyan Charles Mnarea placed third. Uganda placed second ahead of Ethiopia in the team standings. Meanwhile, All Africa Games 10,000 meter champion Alice Aprot clocked 29 minutes and 52 seconds to lead Sheila Chepkurui and Beatrice Mutai in a 1-2-3 Kenyan sweep in the women's 10 kilometers. Ethiopia placed second and South Africa placed third in team prizes. Staying in Yaounde, Isaac Kipsang and Ronald Kiprotich secured a 1-2 Kenyan triumph in the junior men's 8 kilometers with Eritrean Aaron Kifle claiming the bronze medal. Ethiopia are runners-up ahead of South Africa in the team standings. Earlier on, Mariam Cherop, Gloria Kite, and Winifred Mbithi clinched a 1-2-3 Kenyan dominance in the junior women's 6 kilometers. Ethiopia were second in the team honors, while Morocco were placed third. In Italy, Morocco held Africa's flag high at the World University Cross Country Championships in Cassino, some 140 kilometers southeast of the Italian capital Rome, on Saturday. Hicham Amgar, Rida Jafar, Youssef Ben Haji, and Mohamed Agouram secured a 1-2-3-4 Moroccan triumph in the men's race. Morocco comfortably won the team event, while Algeria placed fifth among 12 teams. In contrast, Algeria's Siham Ait Athaman was 19th and the best-placed African in the women's race. Morocco placed 6th and Algeria 7th among 9 teams. Turning to football, Nigeria, Ghana and Cameroon triumphed in the opening leg of the second round of the Africa FIFA Women's Under-17 World Cup qualifiers on Saturday. Rashidat Ajibade scored 4 goals and Yetunde Fajobi added 2 more in the first half to secure Nigeria's emphatic 6-0 triumph over their visiting South African peers in Abuja. Elsewhere, Ghana upstaged their hosts Morocco 4-0 in Marrakech as Cameroon used home advantage to edge Egypt 2-1 in Yaounde. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Elsewhere in African athletics, Kenya's Solomon Kirwa Yego ran the fastest half marathon time in the world this year Sunday when he clocked 58 minutes and 44 seconds in Rome, Italy. Yego won the 42nd annual Rome Ostia half marathon, and his time was also a course record. Overall, the Kenyans took the top 4 places in the Roman race, with Leonard Langat, Remy Limo, and Peter Quemoy finishing 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, respectively.
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up now for Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be with you.
What's trending in the sports world on this Monday?
Well, we heard a little bit ago a story about the Olympics, and there's something interesting I found on social media. The South by Southwest Digital Technology Conference here in the U.S., probably the biggest such conference in the country. They have a number of panels that are actually about the Rio Olympics, and people were live tweeting those using hashtag Rio16SXSW, which stands for South by Southwest. But they had people from NBC News and NBC Sports. NBC is the network that airs the Olympics here in the U.S. talking about how they're integrating social media and digital technology into their coverage.
Okay.
So very interesting that social media, even, you know, a decade ago or less was kind of, oh, if people did it, it was, you know, great. Or if athletes did it, it was great. But now it's actually part of the plan. And it's something they actually have teams of people that are focusing on social media, how they're going to use that. The head of NBC Sports saying they want to capture a lot of these moments and kind of the feel of the Olympics, taking people into the athletes' village, into the events, and taking them into what the athletes are experiencing and seeing. So,
and
really interesting.
We touched on it earlier, but I think we're seeing more and more of these Rio-bound athletes making their presence felt on social media.
Absolutely. You see these athletes as they're qualifying, as they're training, and now they're preparing to go down to Rio. And you see NBC Sports as well, they're ramping up on things like Instagram. They're posting a lot more pictures, countdowns up until the day of the Olympics starting, best of, you know, moments in history. So you're seeing a lot of that ramping up, a lot of excitement that they're generating through social media for the upcoming Olympics.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow The Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I received a Facebook message from Don Eletu. I think Don is writing from Nigeria, but I'm not quite sure about that. Anyways, Don writes, "Hi, Sunny. You are really welcome back. I did miss your ever scintillating sports presentation." Don adds that he was hoping I would give him a birthday shout out last week on his birthday, March 8th. Well, Don, how about a belated birthday shout out? Sending belated birthday greetings to Don Eletu, one of our loyal Sunny Side of Sports listeners. Andrew, what else is trending in sports?
Well, the big news here in the U.S. is the NCAA basketball tournament. This is the college tournament where you have 68 teams vying to be the champion in college basketball. But, of course, everyone's focused on the brackets. Everybody
right.
fills out a, you know, it's a bracket trying to winnow down the field and trying to pick who's going to win. And CBS News airs the NCAA tournament, and they actually had a huge 2-hour, you know, they were going to reveal the different teams, and somebody leaked the bracket on social media ahead of time, so everybody already knew who the teams were before they could make their big announcement.
So that kind
it
killed
took
the drama.
A lot of the air out of that excitement. There was people joking on social media saying these kids, because what they do is they have cameras that show the different teams, and they shoot the teams as they receive this announcement, so you see them jumping up in the air and cheering. They said those kids were doing a really great job trying to pretend that they, you know, already didn't know that they were going to be in the tournament because they already saw the bracket.
You mentioned 68 teams. Who are the top seeds, Andrew?
So the top seeds are the Oregon Ducks, the Virginia Cavaliers, the North Carolina Tar Heels, and the Kansas Jayhawks, which is my favorite team. They are the overall number one. They also have Cheick Diallo on the team, who's just a freshman there. He's from Mali,
okay.
but he's been a great player on that team, has helped them, and he's got hopefully some great years to come. So a lot of excitement about the NCAA tournament. I'm excited as a Kansas fan. I'm hoping that they go very far. They're actually picked to be the winner, so I'm hoping that holds true.
Yeah, you mentioned the Malian player, Andrew. In fact, Vanderbilt a few years ago had a Nigerian player on their squad, Festus Ezeli, and some of these players do go up a level to the professional level. Ezeli now with the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. Pretty good club to be on as a professional.
national.
Absolutely. And that's maybe that's something we'll talk about tomorrow is the Golden State, because that's a whole social media conversation right there about how well they're doing.
Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Thanks for joining us again, Andrew.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Excellent.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yehias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you.